welcome to Happy, Joyous, and Freaking Out. My name's Nicole, and I'm an alcoholic. But this podcast isn't just for alcoholics. It's for anyone who has questions about how to be happy, how to be joyous, and why we freak out. So welcome to the podcast, and thanks. Saying that a lot lately. Hi! Welcome to Happy, Joyous, and Freaking Out. It's been a while.
Ugh.
Since I have done the podcast, because so many things have happened in my life. So many things. Big news. Moved to Portland. Got a new job. Got a car. Got a house. I mean, I'm renting a daylight basement apartment in a house, but it's still a house. It's not an apartment. And I have places to actually store my shit. That's the shit I want to share this week. There are places to put things in a house when you have space. Also, I have a dog and a cat. Technically, my roommate's dogs and cats. But... you know, we hang out, we're bros now. And I'm totally digging them. So my life is completely different. It's changed. and this all happened in the matter of a week. Literally. I mean, I applied to a job that my mom sent me on a Sunday, and I got the job on a Thursday. And I looked up some houses on Craigslist Friday. Found out on Monday that I scored the place. So, a lot has been happening. Oh, and there goes the cat. One moment, please. And I'm back. So, you know, joy of cats. Get ready for... I'm recording this in my dining room right now. So get ready for a lot of things being knocked over. Maybe some purring. Maybe some... No! Sounds out of me. It should be fun. It'll just add another layer to the podcasting listening experience. So, oh boy. Let's get into what I want to talk about this week. And that is abandoning everything and letting it go. This move to Portland has been in the works for about 9 months, and I knew what I had to do when I set the intention of moving to Portland. Like a good alcoholic, I was going to do the necessary footwork and then let go of the outcome. I applied to a million jobs, went on a million interviews, got a lot of great feedback, a lot of great response. I actually had a communications firm call me and ask me to come down an interview with them without me having to make the first move. Isn't that always great? We love that when that happens in dating and in job searches. And it looked like everything was going my way and nothing was happening. It reminds me a lot of when I was trying to move to San Francisco before I got sober. In the months leading up to me getting sober, I tried desperately to move to San Francisco. My thinking was, oh, my brother is a bartender in San Francisco. I can drink for free whenever I want, and then maybe I'll get sober in my 30s. So I hoofed it. I networked my ass off, which, let me tell you, is one of the most inauthentic things I've ever done. I hate handshaking. I hate handing out my card. I hate saying, oh, hey, how are you? Let's do lunch. It just, oh, God, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. And You know, I had a lot of great leads and nothing happened. And I pushed and I pushed and I pushed. And it seems like it was in the cards and the universe's plan to have me stay in Seattle and get sober. So I bring this up because this time I thought I had learned my lesson. I thought, oh, okay, cool. Well, that's what I tried to do last time. But this time I'm just going to do the necessary footwork and let go of the outcome. And on the surface, I was like, oh man, aren't I such a good alcoholic? I am so with my program. I'm so, oh my God, I'm so great. The universe is obviously going to reward me with something magnificent because I'm such a great, you know, alcoholic and doing exactly what my higher power wants me to do. And then, you know, because I'm an alcoholic, I wanted instant gratification and I wanted everything to come to me very smoothly and naturally, and nothing did. It was uncomfortable for 9 months trying to be in two places at once. And obviously, everything that I pushed really hard to make happen didn't happen until I had completely let go. I had to work really hard and ask for the willingness to let go, because I want to control things so steadfastly. And like I said, my mother sent me this job description. I applied to it on a Sunday on a whim. Heard back the next day, interviewed, got the job on Thursday. And it was as easy as that. Turns out I was one of the last applicants. I came in just under the wire. Everything happened so smoothly and so easily. I felt like I was in the flow. And I still feel like I'm in the flow. And now I'm here in Portland, and things are looking up. I'm still singing because it's what I do, and because, you know, I'm in a house, so I have better acoustics, more cavernous rooms to bounce my voice off of. That's how acoustics work. So in conclusion, I'm not going to sing the Frozen song, Let It Go, but that's basically what I'm saying is, just let it go. Whatever you're pushing for, do the necessary footwork, and then let it go. And there's going to be hard stuff. There's no dream job that's going to make me happy. There's no dream house that's going to make me happy, even though this house is so cute and these animals are so adorbs. Nothing's perfect. And that's all right. Because I get to experience vast spectrum of emotion. I get to experience life. I get to live it, and I get to do it raw and present and here. And I'm very grateful. So, without singing the song from Frozen, I invite you to let it go. And maybe get a cat or a dog, because I swear it makes everything better. All right, until next time, thank you so much. Bye.